This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't even know where this is coming from and why this is news, but I guess a left-wing governing coalition of Berlin, Germany, is pledging to make gender-neutral urinals. Have you guys heard about this? There's a 99-page policy document titled The Toilet Concept for Berlin. And I guess these public urinals are called pissoirs. All right, pissoirs. P-I-S-S-O-I-R-S. And they are committed to making them for both men and women. The paper explains in the future, urinals, which can be used by all genders, should be offered. They say it's justified as an enterprise because it represented a continuation of the toilet concept and an opportunity for Berlin to show that it is innovative. Now, I have never tried to pee in a urinal on purpose. I once accidentally did because there was no place to go, so I sat in one and I peed, and my butt got all wet. It was horrible. They say other features to be included in the German toilet of the future is a well-lit exterior, an emergency alarm, gender-neutral signs, and clear visibility at the entrance. Now, I got to tell you, I like the idea of the safety. You know, I told you guys, you know, bathrooms have always been a very, very dangerous place, especially for women. And so, you know, when women go to the bathroom together, you know, someone's like, oh, I got to use the restroom. And then another lady at the table goes, all right, well, I'll go with you. It's not because we want to hear each other fart, and it's not because we want to watch each other put on makeup or whatever we do, pluck our eyebrows. It's because going to the bathroom in the olden days, alone as a single female, offered predators an opportunity to snag you. And so you would want to go to the restroom in numbers. And to this day, women will go in groups to the bathroom. They don't realize they're doing it, you know, out of a safety issue because, you know, I mean, you know, people go to public bathrooms all the time. No big deal. But I had a friend whose daughter went to a public restroom by herself in a, you know, very small, you know, restaurant. And one of the managers was there and touched her breast. You know, because the bathroom was, I guess, you know, off to the side. Usually the bathrooms are not enclosed, but the bathrooms are hid, you know, away from the dining experience. And so it's very easy for somebody to hide back there. And it's dark and it's not in the flow of easy traffic and visibility. So I do have to agree with that. Having an emergency alarm, a well-lit exterior, and clear visibility at the entrance. Gender-neutral signs are fine. I'm fine with that, too. But, you know, I use the public restroom, the public toilet in France. So in France, they have free, there's not a lot of them, but near Notre Dame, there's a free public toilet. And you hit a button, and you walk into it, and it sanitizes, but the toilet doesn't have, like, a toilet seat. It basically is like a toilet with the seat lifted, but no toilet seat. So it was very easy for a man to sit and use it, but not a female. Now, so I'd really like to know what are these female urinals? Honestly, how does that work? Now, you know, somebody had suggested, and we already have a lot of things patented out there, where you have a contraption, kind of like a hose, that you could bring up to your body. But my question with that is how do you keep it clean? You know, how do you know it's getting washed? How do you know the covering is, you know, I'm sure they could do, you know how those toilets now have automatic Saran coverings that just come on by them? And you're like, oh, wow. You know, but still, how do you know that it's not being reused? They say earlier in the year, a woman in Switzerland posted a tweet after using a female pisseur in a theater. And she said that she tried it and that I guess it's something. And she seemed to like it. You know, also, I guess they're working on, they say women often flush the loo 3 times during a visit. Gender-neutral urinals would save water. Also, they say that they are working on a pisseur with a cubicle and a door. It is also lower down that allows a woman to have her back against the wall. I still don't understand, how are we supposed to pee in this urinal? Now, in Italy, there was a toilet that was, it was just a hole in the ground. And so I basically tried to stand above it. I don't know how you do that while still keeping your nylons on and your underwear on or your pants on. See, guys are easy because it sprays away from the clothes. For females, you'll basically have to get completely naked, completely undressed in a bathroom in order to be able to pee into a hole. So I don't know how you make that work, but I can't control the stream. You know, the stream, maybe it goes towards the center of the earth, but, you know, I can't guarantee that. So I don't know. You know, urinals, but I do like the idea of safety. You know, I think we really, really underestimate the amount of assault that happens when it comes to, bathroom safety. Okay, so we come back. We've got a lot to talk about. Marijuana and the latest research on that and pain. And we're hearing that Iceland has eliminated people with Down syndrome. They have eradicated Down syndrome births. This has made headlines. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about alternative medicine for cancer has been found to double death risk. And I want to talk about wine and why an expensive wine tastes better than a non-expensive wine. Apparently there's some science to this, and they figured this out. I don't understand it because I don't like wine. I think all wine kind of tastes like crap to me. And then I guess we have a chickenpox outbreak among some football players. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolia Show. So, we have been waiting to get more research on marijuana because for years, anecdotally, we've heard that you could use marijuana for post-traumatic stress disorder, you could use it for anxiety, you could use it for sleep. And so, you know, we are going to be getting data piece by piece. And, you know, slowly, despacito, despacito. So we're getting it really, really slowly and in little increments and little bites. And then we're going to have some studies contradict each other. Be prepared for that. But, you know, at least we're moving forward. Okay? And from what we're understanding, we have, oh, I apologize. I'm having this, looks like we're having this pop-up. From what we understand, that earlier this year, the National Academy of Sciences released a report saying that there is conclusive evidence that marijuana is effective at treating chronic pain. calming muscle spasms caused by multiple sclerosis, and easy nausea from chemotherapy. And in my practice, even though I don't see patients anymore because I teach now at Toro University of Nevada, up until the time that I closed my practice, patients who later told me that they did use said that's exactly what they used it for. It helped them with pain. It helped them with spasms. It helped them with nausea. The Marinol, the pill form of marijuana or cannabis, used by many oncologists for post-chemotherapy nausea, just doesn't seem to work as well. And so patients seem to be very skeptical about pharmaceutical-grade marijuana. Now, this week, two medical studies published in a peer-reviewed journal conclude that there is insufficient data from previous research to evaluate the benefits of medical marijuana in treating chronic pain and post-traumatic stress disorder. But the studies, researchers who work in the Department of Veterans Affairs, I guess, are barred from commenting on their findings because the drug is illegal under federal law. So the VA researcher studies were published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And in an accompanying editorial, Dr. Patel of Vanderbilt Psychiatric Hospital said the studies highlight an alarming lack of high-quality data from which to draw firm conclusions about the efficacy of cannabis for these conditions for which cannabis is both sanctioned and commonly used. So they say both studies reviewed previous research looking at the effectiveness of cannabis and cannabis products in treating physical and psychological disorders, and researchers have been very, very frustrated because there's a lack of gold standard testing. But the most recent of the studies say, nah, not enough data to say you could use it for treating chronic pain and post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, I have to agree with that statement the way it's written. And you see why these statements are so carefully worded that way. All right? The benefits of medical marijuana in treating chronic pain and post-traumatic stress disorder, insufficient data. Now, that could mean a variety of things. It could mean, well, we just don't have enough studies. That's very easy to say. That's a very safe statement to make. If we don't have enough data, we could easily say, all right, no, there's not enough data. But the main reason why I foresee these statements continuing for years to come is if a doctor treated your post-traumatic stress disorder with marijuana and you still killed yourself, or you had relapses, and it caused harm or damage, okay, to either your person or somebody else's person. I hate that term, but we use it. That doctor is liable. And so when, we're in court and the lawyer is trying to convince the jury how inept the doctor is, that lawyer is going to say, you had somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the most serious disorders that afflict veterans when they, you know, finish their tours and come back to civilian life, and you just had him on pot? You didn't treat him for mood disorders with mood stabilizers or help with serotonin, or, you know, you recommended marijuana? And marijuana hasn't even been tested and proven to be effective for that. That's why many doctors are like, okay, I don't know what the heck to do. Now, you know, anecdotally, we've had many patients go, look, you know, the marijuana helps with my anxiety, helps me with my, sleep disorder. And doctors who lived in states where marijuana was legal was like, all right, fine, you know, good, if that's what it's working for you. But post-traumatic stress disorder, that is a serious disorder that you don't want to under-treat or inappropriately treat. Plus, we still don't know if we can mix marijuana with a lot of other medications. And so, until we solve the liability crisis and tort reform and protect providers from being sued if marijuana becomes implemented in a regimen, we are not going to get the medical community to say, use marijuana for this or use marijuana for that. You know how reluctant people are to talk about marijuana and diabetes? anecdotally, meaning, you know, without evidence or without, you know, science behind it in my office, you know, many of my patients who never turned diabetic, they told me their secret. It was marijuana. Now, they didn't reveal it until marijuana started to become legal. And I was scratching my head for years going, I don't get it. Anybody else with your diet and your lifestyle should be diabetic. Why aren't you? You know, for years they were telling me, well, it's good genes. And I go, I guess. And then I find out later, well, they were smoking marijuana. So I think there's something to that. Yet, what do you think would happen to my license if I had a person who was pre-diabetic and I told them to smoke pot and they get into a car accident or they end up not managing their diabetes well, they end up becoming diabetic? You know, would their family have a lawsuit? Would they have a case? Absolutely they would. And so, now, according to an associate professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia, Mr. Walsh's lead author, Zachary Walsh, is a researcher, and he says that given how debilitating PTSD can be, high rates of suicide, etc., anything we can do to help folks that are suffering, especially if it has minimal risk, I think deserves further examination. Now, he says that people who replace a cocktail of medications with cannabis to treat post-traumatic stress disorder report tremendous success. If it's not effective, then people can just stop using the cannabis. And we do need the clinical trials, and those are underway, so I think in a few years we'll know a whole lot more. Now, medical marijuana is legal in 28 states. Recreational pot is legal in 8 states in the District of Columbia. But the drug is still illegal under federal law. And, which nobody's talking about, which I keep bringing up, there is no protection against liability for the doctor or for the medical provider, such that if they are not treating your post-traumatic stress disorder effectively and adequately, and you end up being suicidal, they will be sued. They can lose their license. So we really need to figure this out. It's not just the studies. It's also the liability behind it. So in terms of pain, all right, you know, earlier this year they say that there's a substantial scientific evidence of marijuana's effective at treating pain. This latest study says it's not. There's not enough evidence to say that you could use marijuana to treat pain. If you're in pain and you're finding relief from marijuana, go for it. But I've heard of people that said it didn't work for them. Now, that doesn't mean marijuana doesn't work, period. It just means for some, it works, and for others, it doesn't. And, you know, there's many out there that don't want to smoke it because they don't want to get any of the fungus or contaminants or pesticides in their lungs, you know, so they, you know, take the form in edible form. And that's understandable. But these edibles are expensive as hell. When I had somebody in the audience when I was speaking talking about how their marijuana was costing them $500-$600 a month, you know, many people will say, well, look, it gives me some relief, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper to buy the pharmaceutical. Now, this chronic pain issue, all right, getting people off narcotics while they're overdosing would be phenomenal. But are we prepared to move everybody over to marijuana? And just like tolerance to narcotics, there's tolerance to marijuana. And so are we prepared to have stronger marijuana on standby for those people who need it? All right? Swapping to marijuana is a temporary fix. It's not a long-term permanent fix. Just like pain pills shouldn't be permanent. People have been on it for years, and they've been on them, quote-unquote, permanently. And there's, you know, controversy over whether that, you know, caused their demise or not. But with marijuana, it is only going to be a temporary go-to if people become more tolerant and need stronger strains. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, from our understanding, Iceland has eradicated Down syndrome births. Apparently, they're using prenatal testing, and from what we are being told by the National Review, abortion to systematically exterminate children with Down syndrome. They say prenatal testing is optional in Iceland, but the government mandates that doctors notify women of that option. About 85% of expectant mothers undergo the test, And close to 100% of those women choose to abort if their child is diagnosed with Down syndrome. Just 2 children with Down syndrome are born in Iceland each year, often as the result of faulty testing. I want us to be very, very, you know, cautious about this. There's a lot of articles out there, going into opinion pieces about what's going on with, the Down syndrome issue. Down syndrome patients used to only have a life expectancy of about maybe 25 years. And it's expanded now. And so we have long, happy relationships and sustainable programs that allow people, you know, kids with Down syndromes to have very fruitful and successful lives. And so when I had my prenatal testing, I even said, look, you guys don't even have to test me, because whether my child has Down syndrome or not, I'm still going to want to have this child. And my obstetrician said, I completely understand that, but we need to know and we need to be prepared if there is any genetic abnormality so we could treat baby in utero or be prepared at the time of the birth. So that made sense. So I had the prenatal testing because it's mandated, but either way, no, I was going to have my baby come hook or crook. Now, according to the Independent, they say these prenatal tests were introduced in the early 2000s, and the vast majority who receive a positive test terminated their pregnancy. It's called a combination test that uses ultrasound and blood tests, as well as factoring the mother's age. It determines whether the fetus will have a chromosome abnormality. The law in Iceland allows for abortion after 16 weeks if the fetus has a deformity, and Down syndrome is included in this category. This obviously is now bringing up a lot of discussion on if this is eugenics, where countries are allowing selection and doing survival of the fittest artificially by doing genetic testing, selecting which children are healthy, and then, you know, offering abortion. It's frightening to think if that's really what's going on. But, I don't know what the numbers are here in America. I don't know how many parents are told that their child could have an issue, and if those parents are given the option of, you know, terminating the pregnancy. We don't have those numbers, and I don't know if anybody wants to see those numbers. But there's a chance that something, you know, similar could be happening that we just aren't aware of. This is obviously a developing story, and it's frightening because, you know, people with Down syndrome are, you know, they're highly functioning children and adults that love and have relationships and, you know, contribute to society, you know, and this discussion is going to come up in a whole variety of different, facets in terms of what happened with Charlie Gard. You know, you have a child that may not make it past 1 or 2 years of their life with a very well-known disorder. Do we consider not allowing them to be born in the first place, or do we allow them to be born and we do full court press keeping them alive? For those of us that err on the side of, and I don't like to use the terms pro-choice or pro-life, but for those of us that want every fetus to have a fighting chance, we're going to say, let mom give birth to the baby. Who are we to end and terminate and kill a fetus? But then the discussion comes, well, okay, you're not killing the fetus, but when the baby comes out, are you killing the baby by not instituting medical care? And, there's a lot of hypocrisy, if you notice, with politics and with, you know, political, political positions, you know, and, you know, we have this, well, no, I'm not going to do this, but, you know, I'll definitely do this. You know, I mean, in medicine, many of us, you know, we're not really hip on learning how to perform abortions at all. And, you know, most of my class appeared to be pro-choice. And yet, you know, we didn't really have anybody volunteer to learn how to perform abortions. And, you know, I was kind of confused by that, but it's because politically people may feel, look, you know, women have a right to decide what to do with their body. The government doesn't have that right. But then when it actually came down to the life, you know, I support a woman's choice, but I'm not going to be the one to end the baby's life. And so, you know, we have a lot of political rhetoric by people who, you know, will stand by the statement. But when it really comes down to it, when it really comes down to, you know, the baby or the life, they go, well, somebody else could do it. You know, how many people who are pro-choice, let's say, could really perform an abortion themselves? Not many can. And how many people who are pro-choice, and there are people who are pro-life, and maybe they're not pro-life so much because they think the fetus is a viable living entity, but some people are pro-life because they don't want their tax dollars going to abortions. So, you know, politics and medicine and emotion, they're all mutually exclusive. They're not, you know, also it's very transitional. So you can have people say, no, I'm for this. And then all of a sudden when it comes down to it, they'll kind of get quiet. They go, oh, man, you know, I didn't think about it that way. And so, you know, if you have, let's say, children, not with Down syndrome, but you have children that, let's say, are born with, you know, multiple heart defects, brain defects, et cetera. Like, let's say a microcephaly child. You know, what would we have done last year if it was found out that a country was recommending, not that Iceland is recommending, but, you know, there's that option people could take. But let's say, hypothetically, somebody was recommending that any mom who had a baby with Zika could abort the baby. People would freak out because not all babies exposed to Zika were going to come out with microcephaly and brain damage. And some of these babies were born healthy looking, and then later the neurological deficits set in. So I don't know what the answer is. I don't know where in medicine we're going to need to take the stand in terms of, do we, you know, save dollars, save money, save heartache of the parents saying goodbye to a baby that should have never been born. This has nothing to do with Down syndrome children. I think Down syndrome children should be born. I think they could be very healthy and live much longer lives than they used to. But we're talking about babies with these inborn errors in metabolism, these really severe genetic disorders. But what is the answer? Do we not let these babies be born to go through the process of, oh, no, like, you know, Charlie Gard, now we're killing the baby. You know, we're not letting the baby have treatment. The baby's being delayed, treatment, et cetera. You know, do we prevent that from happening to begin from the beginning, or do we allow the baby to have a chance? Because we never know. Some of these children will survive. Some people will live. Who are we to end their life before they even get a fighting chance? But then we have the very expensive ramifications after, if we were correct about them having a disabling genetic condition that won't allow them to reach infancy. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of Omri-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the modern juicy crisp apples that we like, those big red I don't think they're Washington. What are those apples that everybody likes, the Washington ones? Nah, I don't think those are the ones we're talking about, but the modern Juicy Crisp apples were originally in the mountainous region of Kazakhstan, according to a study which reveals a surprising two-way journey on the Silk Road for one of the world's most popular fruit. As travelers journeyed east and west along the Silk Road, trading their goods and ideas, they brought with them hitchhiking apple seeds, discarded from the fruit they pulled from the wild trees. So I guess this later led to the 75,000 varieties of apples that exist today. I guess while they were going up and down the road. They say researchers discovered that the first domesticated apple had traveled to the east, hybridizing with local wild apples along the way, yielding the ancestors of soft dessert apples cultivated in China today. So travelers would basically litter. And because they littered, these seeds would cross with other wild apple varieties. And I guess seeds have sex. I don't really know how apples reproduce, but something happened there. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
18 days sober. Are you ready for a sobriety joke?
No, wait a second. 18 days sober, so you didn't drink when your family came into town, right?
Well, no, that's not till October.
Oh, okay. Well, stay sober, like, even after that, if you can. Well done, Frank. 18 days sober. That is awesome.
Are you ready for this quick sobriety
yep.
joke?
Yep.
Okay.
Better be clean.
Okay. Do you know how to make instant hot coffee?
No.
Just add hot. Wow, you are a terrible cook. Just add hot water. Instant hot tea. Just add hot water. Instant hot cocoa. Just add hot water.
Frank, I am so proud of you. 18 days
well,
sober.
But,
go ahead.
Well, I'm not calling for a pat on the back. I remember the episode on Dr. Oz. He said, moderate drinking is probably healthier. And I just saw the study 2 days ago that came in. And Dr. Oz said 2 years ago you could have any combination of three. As in three shots, which is 80 proof for 40%, but not all. He didn't recommend all at once. He recommended them over a meal in general. Three glasses of wine, which is a 5 ounce pour, or three beers, or any combination therein.
Well, Frank, wait a second here. But okay, you're talking about alcohol in moderation. If you're going to be sober, you're done, right? You're not going to drink anymore, are you?
Well, hear me out. Now, the study that came in 2 days ago, the moderate drinker, which is not really more than three, not really more than two glasses a day or two beers, they outlived the non-drinker by 20%. That's a huge number, by the way.
Right, it is. It is.
Isn't the goal to live?
That is if you can handle your one or two drinks a day. I mean, how much were you drinking on your normal average day?
2 to 4 bottles.
Okay.
Combination. Yes.
Okay. But, the average person that struggles with I hate using the term alcoholism, but struggles with, controlling the tolerance to their alcohol, won't be able to just stop at the two, which is why when you go through your AA or, your sobriety, we don't recommend going to moderation. For somebody like you, we would recommend don't touch it anymore.
I understand, and my big focus to I'm really hoping this kratom is a merit. It's a plant from Southeast Asia, and the FDA is trying to. It was already that they did repeal it, and there was a big protest.
Something got repealed. Yeah, I tell you. I mean, I thought it's amazing. At least something got repealed. Maybe these are the guys that need to repeal Obamacare.
Well, yeah, but I'm hoping that, and my focus is big on the high-octane edible edible cannabis sativa plants. And I know there's a God now, because we're going to have the biggest pot store here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be bigger than IKEA. Yeah. I think it's going to be bigger than IKEA, and I think the cafeteria is going to be pretty busy. All right. Well, thank you again.
I just wanted to preface in that I had to really look at the association, and you did. I was trying to self-medicate, and I can't. I'm going to try to where I just have 2 ounce pours, and I just take a misting sip to wash down a bite of food, and that's it. But that's
no.
That's not for a while. I won't have more than 6 ounces over an entire day.
Frank, look, I love you, man, but I mean, you're 18 days sober. Why mess that up? You know, you've been, okay.
Wait. How is 2 ounces at a meal? And if I make sure that I just don't drink by myself, but I make sure that it's no more than 2 ounces, and I'm just doing it. To enjoy
Really 18 days sober? Frank, I'm not going to get mad at you. Are you really 18 days sober, or have you done a couple ounces every now and then?
No, I'm 18 days. I got on the internet, and someone explained, and they had the same problem, and they went over the associations and the triggers. Like, I could be watching a sitcom, and they break out and that does subliminally to trigger. And if you just keep it to where it is a complement to food, here are the basic reasons. It tastes good, you like it, you escape pain, you escape reality, and sometimes you get lucky on a one-night stand. But if you just keep it to a complement to a meal, I should be okay. But right now, I'm going to stay away from it until the folks come in, because Dad's bringing in Napa Valley. Some really...
All right. Well, Frank, look, there's not enough time for me to rip you a new one, but thank you again for calling. We really appreciate it. And kudos to you for going 18 days. That's really brave, and I'm impressed as hell. Really quickly here, they did a study on why wine tastes better when it costs more. This new study was published in Scientific Reports, and researchers say they figured out why. All right. Apparently, they put people in MRI scanners, and they asked 30 people to taste samples, and each person had 108 tiny samples of like 1 milliliter, right? All right. And so before each taste test, everyone was told how much each wine cost, whether 3, 6, or 18 euros per bottle. And in reality, each of the three wines were identical and came from a bottle of red that was only 14 bucks. People tended to rate the samples when they were told they were more expensive as better. So what they think it is a placebo effect. If you are told that this wine is really, really expensive, you're going to already in your brain think that it's going to be better tasting. Now, I don't like wine, so I can't tell. I have had some crappy alcohol before, and it really did taste bad. But I don't know about you guys, but whether it's a $14 bottle of wine or a $140 bottle of wine, I don't know how the heck you tell the difference. So maybe it's your anterior frontal cortex that's supposed to figure it out, and they aren't. But just knowing that something's expensive will change your perception of it. 1-877, Doc Sally, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.